House Finance come to order. It's 4:34 p.m. on May 12th, day 24, I believe, the special session. We have members present, Representative T. Wilson, Representative Guttenberg, Vice Chair Fairclough, Representative Newman, Representative Costello, Representative Edgerton, Representative Dugan, Co-Chair Thomas, and Stoltz and Garay entering the room. We have also a couple of our colleagues from the House with us, Representative Thompson, Speaker Chenault, so it looks like we see Representative Olson and Representative Osterman. Welcome. We have the long-awaited House CS for CS for Senate Bill 46, the capital budget. It's our intent to just go over a brief presentation of the bill and adopt the CS and come back for an amendment sometime not too long after 6 o'clock per agreement. We've discussed this with members of the committee, minority and majority, and that was an agreeable situation. Madam Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move before the committee of the House CS for the CS for Senate Bill number 46, Finance 27-GS1740/Y, dated 5/12/11.
Okay, I'll object for a brief description by committee staff or House Finance professional staff for the capital budget, Mr. Armstrong.
Mr. Chairman, before I go through the bill,
let's just take a brief at ease here. You just told me this 30 seconds ago, so that we can pass out the CSs to everybody with them. So we'll take about a minute at ease here. House Finance, come back to order after a brief at ease. Mr. Armstrong, the substitute's been moved, and I've made an objection for just a brief description of some of the changes, and folks will re-highlight those when we come back.
Through the Chair, James Armstrong, staff to Representative Stoltz. Section 1, the last 24 hours.
There's a gentleman by the door, if you can find a seat. That's probably, I don't want people standing behind members.
Had a wide variety of title changes, project scope changes. It's the first time that the House folks have had a chance to look at some of the stuff they were interested in. And there's some subtle technical changes, effective dates and such. That goes from page 2 to page 119. Section 4, the energy projects, are pages 126 to 138. We adopted the Senate structure and removed $50 million of Alaska Capital Income funding for an increase to the Alaska Housing Finance Weatherization Program.
And before we get too far, we have an amendment to replace that with general funds. So just
that amendment,
as the press is covering this.
It has been drafted. It fully funds the Alaska Gas Pipeline Development Corporation at $21 million for FY12 efforts. I was not included in the Senate version. Section 7, amended the funding on the cruise ship projects for one project. Section 10, there was no changes to the education-related projects. I'd ask members to go to pages 153 to 155. This is the supplemental capital budget. And there's one large project that is funded with FY11 funds. It's the Tanana River Bridge at $44 million.
Thank you for Steve Thompson. My arm is just about dislocated.
Section 25 is the corrections. Let me find section 25. I didn't write it down. Page 161.
That's Department of Corrections, not
Department Corrections. Of Corrections. Lines 24 through 26, Mr. Chairman, dealing with the...
And that provides the, that's operating budget money, similar to, just as we've added LIHEAP operating budget money to allow the prison to progress forward. It's a judgment call on my part and supported by many others. But, there are problems with that. I'll take the blame. Representative Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could you sort of briefly tell me what this actually would pay for then? Will the prison be up and running with this amount of money, or?
Instead of being in a mothball security right. status, it would allow the prison to move forward. It's a for that amount of money on a large project like that, which we've stepped forward through, not this legislature, but several legislatures dating back to when the legislation was passed in 2004, the bonds were sold a couple years after that. Anything, Ms. Rayfield, if you want to make any comment on that while we're on this.
Thank you.
And back, and then we'll come to this and do it.
Mr. Chairman, thank you for the record. Karen Rayfeld with the Office of Budget and Budget. Mr. Chairman, Representative Dugan, what this funding would do is restore the original amount of the request for the department for fiscal year 12. Our plan was to bring in toward the end of the fiscal year, the last 3 months, a small contingent of minimum security prisoners and staffing to be able to do the testing throughout the facility. We were not able to do that with the amount of funding that was made available through the conference committee process. So this will help us make sure that the facility will be ready to be opened in the fiscal year 13 budget.
Representative, it's almost a different budget. It does reflect the amount that this committee and the House of Representatives supported in the operating budget.
Oh, yeah. I have no problem.
No, I just want to make sure everybody knows that.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any trouble with it. I just wanted to
no, I appreciate
to know exactly what we're going to get.
Other people in the building may, but it's I'll take that. Representative Newman.
Mr. Chair, I'll certainly take my share of blame on this one, too. This is a very important project. It helps complete this project, 360 jobs in the midst of the borough, but at the end also allows it so the Department of Corrections doesn't have to be concerned about coming back for a supplemental next year on this. They do need to go forward on this soft opening on this to make sure that the warranties are up and running and to cover those warranties for the next year. Very important project. Good project. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, okay. Proceed, Mr. Armstrong.
Members should proceed to page 163, lines 4 through 18. This simply retains the Senate language on the LIHEAP program for $8 million.
That was an item added in the last iteration of the Senate version before it came over, right?
You're correct, Mr. Chairman. Section 31, page 164. Lines 15 through 18 restores the funding for the Alaska Aerospace Corporation from the governor's original appropriation request of $4 million. for its FY12 operations. Page 166, lines 21 through 29. This is a request from the governor's office. It just allows them to simply carry forward previous appropriations for their FY12 operations. It was common practice for the governor's office to ask this before fiscal year 2009.
Similar to what the legislature does on an annual basis, Mr. Armstrong?
Correct. There's a new legislative reapproach, page 179, lines 8 through 15. And this reappropriates $500,000 of previous legislative funds to the municipality of Anchorage for the Point McKenzie Shoals Study Project. It's a top priority of Mayor Sullivan.
Just a background on that, it's one that's been requested by the mayor. The Matsu Borough there's 500,000 of them, and the Corps of Engineers will match a million. It's an important navigational issue for the largest port and our emerging industrial port.
The next major change, Mr. Chairman, page 179, lines 16 through 19. Just simply appropriates $50 million of FY11 funds to the statutory budget reserve and another $50 million of fiscal year 12 funding to the statutory budget reserve. And one other technical change, talking with the co-chair's office, it was decided best to move the supplement section of FY11 funding to have an effective date of May 17th. So all of Section 13 will have a May 17th effective date instead of June 30th, so they could start some of those projects earlier. So with that, those are the major changes to the CS that was brought before you on Tuesday. Members should have a House District Summary that provides the total funding for each of the sections in the latest and greatest CS. And I'd be happy to answer any questions about
it. Tim Dugan.
How much does it weigh?
Depends what version.
Well, I was just talking about the most recent version. Never mind.
I don't know if we could double cite it. That'd be a little bit.
Use a smaller font.
Yeah. With that,
that's just what we need.
Yeah, I'm pushing 50 myself. So that's a distant memory for some, I know. With that, we'll stand at recess until we'll shoot for 6. But folks. Give time for to get amendments to us. I know several people are drafting them. I wanted to make sure that we moved tonight, that there was an agreement that we were ready for amendments tonight. This will keep us on a trajectory to leave here sooner than we had hoped. No, we've already passed sooner than we hoped. I'm sorry. Just get out of here sooner. With that, we're going to recess until 6 o'clock. And we'll come back for amendments and disposition of the bill to prepare it for the floor. That, we'll stand in recess.